Chapter 40. Of the length of time to be given to the exercise of each particular virtue, and of the marks of spiritual advancement. It is not for me to determine the length of time to be bestowed upon acquiring each virtue. In this we must be guided by the state and needs of each person, by the progress they are making in the spiritual life, and by the direction of their guide. But if we set to work in earnest in the way we have prescribed, there can be no doubt but that in a few weeks we shall have made considerable progress. It is a sign of advancement in the spiritual life if, notwithstanding dryness of spirit, darkness, anguish of soul, and desolation, we yet firmly persevere in our exercises of virtue. Another clear indication of growth is to be found in the degree of resistance made by our sensual nature to the performance of acts of virtue, for the weaker the resistance, the greater the progress. When, therefore, we no longer feel contradiction and rebellion in our lower and sensual nature, and especially in sudden and unexpected assaults, we may look upon this as a sign that the virtue we are seeking has been acquired. And the greater the alacrity and brightness of spirit with which these acts are done, the greater advantage may we hope to derive from their exercise. Beware, however, not to assume as a certainty that we have formed a virtue, or gained a lasting victory over a passion, even though for a long time and after many battles we may have ceased to feel its motions within us. For such a result may be brought about by the artifices and workings of Satan, and of our own deceitful nature. For, through our lurking pride, we take that for virtue which is really vice. Besides, if we consider the standard of perfection to which God calls us, however great our progress may have been in the way of holiness, we shall hardly persuade ourselves that we have even crossed its threshold. As a young soldier, then, and as it were a newborn babe in the conflict, return continually to your earliest exercises, as though as yet you had done nothing. And remember, beloved, that it is much better to seek to advance in virtues than to examine too nicely what progress you have made. For the Lord God, the true and only searcher of our hearts, gives this knowledge to some and not to others, according as he sees that it will lead to humility or to pride. And, like a loving father, he removes a danger from one, whilst to another he vouchsafes an opportunity of growing in the virtue. Therefore, though the soul does not perceive the progress which has been made, yet still continue these exercises, for when the Lord wills, our progress shall be revealed to us for our greater good. Chapter 41. That we must not yield to the wish to be rid of the trials which we are bearing patiently, and how we should rule all our desires so as to grow in holiness. When you find yourself in some painful position, and bearing it patiently, be careful lest the devil, or the suggestions of self-love, lead you to desire to be free from it, for by this, two great evils might happen to you. One is, that if the wish did not altogether destroy the virtue of patience, it would at least gradually dispose you to impatience. The other, that your patience would become defective, and would be rewarded by God only according to the length of time it was exercised. Whereas if you had not desired the removal of the suffering, but had submitted unreservedly to the divine will, your sufferings would have been accepted by God as equivalent to a service of long endurance, though they had lasted but an hour, or even less. Make this your universal rule in this and in all things, to keep your desires so far withdrawn from every other object, that they may tend simply and purely to their true and only end, the will of God. For thus will they be holy and just, and you, whatever may happen in a contrary manner, will remain calm and contented. For, as nothing can take place except it be appointed by the supreme will, if you will the same, you will come at all times both to will and to have all that happens and all that you desire. This cannot be understood of your own sins or those of others, for these God wills not, but it does apply to every chastisement which arises from these or other causes, though it be so severe and searching as to reach the bottom of the heart and to wither the very roots of the natural life. For this is the cross with which God is sometimes pleased to favor his nearest and dearest friends. And what I say of the endurance which we must exercise on all occasions must be understood also of those remains of any trouble which the Lord wills us to bear, even after we have used all lawful means to be freed from it. And even in using these means, we should be guided by the providence and will of God, who has ordained them, that we might use them according to his will, and not to please ourselves. Neither should we desire nor love relief from trials, beyond that limit which his service requires and his will appoints.